Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Before we start this special playoff edition of Road Trippin', we want to tell you about our great partners at Oakley. Trust the best in the eyewear business with your summer fit this year. Oakley is not only the best looking eyewear on the market, but also the highest quality. Get over to oakley.com to snag a pair today. That's oakley.com.
How'd you get a haircut, Channing, and it looks like that?
I didn't get a haircut. That's the whole point.
But this is what I'm saying. Your forehead looks really big right now.
It does. It feels big.
He's having a hold on moment. He doesn't understand why. Yes. He wants to know why this is the case.
But you know what? Because it's the angle. This is the old computer, right? So it's sloping my shit like this. I had to go back to the footage. I was like, okay, listen. Bow. Look at that. Same cut.
Nah, that forehead is getting bigger, bro. You almost got a Stephen A. Smith.
No, you better stop it. Don't put that on you. Don't put that on me.
Don't put that on you. Well, welcome into this edition of Road Trippin' with RJ. I'm your host, Alec Clifton. We don't know who this guy is because clearly he's going through something right now.
Dude, that's Lamar. I've been going 16 straight days.
That's Lamar Scrotum.
Lamar Scrotum.
Oh,
I knew you guys would like that one.
I don't get it.
Dude, God. Being on a road that long is tedious. It's hard. By the last days, we were like, you know, there's a clip of me being like, when Derek White made it, and I was like, no, because I didn't want to get on that fucking flight up to Boston, right? Because our thing was, if Miami wins this, what the fuck were we doing for those 8-7 days that we went in between? You went 3-0, then you lost 3 in a row to win in Boston. And we'll get to that. I'll get to that. We can get to that right now. Fuck it. This is our show. listen, I have never seen Miami? A place. Let me just tell you the scene. Miami was kind. The fans were kind of like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. The place was electric that last. It was the wildest game I've ever seen in my life. From Duncan Robinson making those threes to him missing to Jimmy Butler kind of not really playing to all of a sudden he had 9 points. He ended up with, I think, 22 or something like that. And you were like, how? He was throwing himself in there like a missile, getting to the free throw line. And then Boston made some plays. And then Derek White just made a great play at the end of the game. They're like, what Max Strus did was the right thing to do. Anybody else but Jason Tatum. And then, you know, he made the play. When I was mad that he made that layup, it's because I was running out of clothes. Literally, I was down to my last pair of jeans, which I've worn 2 or 3 times already.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we rock jeans. We rock jeans like 3 or 4
that's
times.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you got to. I had to go get 6 pair of jeans cleaned because I had just been wearing them. And it's not like you think, oh, what are you going to wear on TV? What do you wear during the day? One place is 60 degrees. The other place is 90. Miami and Boston is like freaking paella versus George Foreman grilled chicken with no seasoning. That's how different they are. Like lobster rolls, you know, mimosas.
An egg tuna salad in an egg tuna salad.
Yeah. Egg tuna salad, lobster rolls, and chowder with no salt or pepper versus like Miami. And we could just stop right there. It's just like the so opposite. And it's not, people don't realize how far that is. That's 3 hours.
That was my question.
The only other,
one way.
Other place is 3 hours one way. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Man, we had to do Boston, Miami last year. No, that are not Boston, Golden State. Boston, Golden State. From Golden State all the way to Boston, 6 hour flight. Yeah, that bad boy is brutal. But Channing, the good news is that I will not be traveling again for any of the conference finals or NBA finals. So I will be here in Los Angeles.
Finally got fired? Oh.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Well played, though, not Channing. Yet. Well played.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the finals are here. God, it's really hard not to say my line, but we should dive in. And before we do, Rich, this is so crazy that you're about to host NBA Today in literally like 75 minutes. I would be losing my shit. But kudos to you. Before we get into the actual series, with the finals here, can you give me your best memory of an NBA Finals? Channing, how many finals did you go to? One?
Two.
You're one? Oh, two. Two. Oh, you're two. Sorry, my thing is
two. 50%. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No. Yeah. Rich, my best.
One for four.
One for four, right? You know, it's a tough record. But, you know, I will say this. The three losses are Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Shaq, and Kobe, and then Golden's the 73 win team that had Kevin Durant. So, fine. You know, it happens. Yeah. It happens, right? Wrong place at the wrong time, three times.
Yeah, it was somebody. I was at the airport and I was like at the bar, right? And somebody was like, "Oh, you played on this?" And we were talking, we were going back and forth. I had like a layover, and he was like, "Did you play in NBA Finals?" I was like, "Nope." And he was like, "Oh, why not?" I go, I'm not a Hall of Famer. I was like, think about how good Harrison Barnes is, like a 12-year, 13-year pro. And he was the worst guy on the court. like Kevin, Braun, Kyrie, right? Like prime Tristan, KD, Steph, Clay, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston. Like, I was like, listen, 99% of the league had no business being on that court. You just got to play 5-on-5. Like, there were bodies, and then there were players that were playing, and the bodies were like, go get it and give it to somebody who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, that's when people are like, oh, you didn't even play in the finals. I shouldn't have played in the finals. I had no business. I played 13, 14 years in the league. I had no business being on that court with those good players.
Well, that's not true. If that year in 16, if we would have played OKC with Steven Adams,
been different.
Yeah, Steven Adams and with Serge Ibaka, you'd have been shooting the lights out.
Lights out.
Yeah.
But we weren't. 100%. And I had to go play guards. I had to play Andre Iguodala, who played point guard for us at Arizona. Like, that's not a good matchup for the big fella.
You mean you had to guard the finals MVP from the year before?
Yeah. Like, they're like, oh, Channing, what are you doing out there? Bitch, shut up. Watch the film.
He was on your Tristan. You were heavily cheering on your Tristan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what? Best seats in the house.
Dad, let's start with the Denver Nuggets. Here we are, Nuggets and Heat in the NBA Finals. It's crazy that the Nuggets have been off this long. Obviously, really quick, a recap of them. Best in the West, number one seed, 53-29 regular season. They went to 5 in the first round against the T-Wolves. Suns, they beat in 6, obviously swept the Lakers in the conference finals. Nikola Jokic, as we've talked about several times, averaging 30, 13, and 10. Here in the postseason, when you get to this stage, you have this many days off. I believe for them, it's 9. It would have been 9 days off.
Nine times.
That's crazy. They're 42-7 at home this year, including 8-0 in the playoffs. What's your thoughts on the Nuggets at this stage?
They're the best team. They're the best team in the league right now. There's no defense, right? Like, do you remember when the Warriors first showed up with their small ball, their depth lineup, all of that stuff? like teams, it took teams a while to like, okay, we're going to compete. We got to load up on wings. We got to do this. Like right now, Denver is ahead of the curve because there's no answer for Jokic. There is no like, you need, like, I truly think that the 2020 Lakers actually had the answer. They had JaVale McGee, they had Dwight Howard, and then you had a guy like Anthony Davis on the side that was like able to not guard him and help and contribute. That team, in my opinion, could have beaten this Denver team, right? That 2020 team, because they had the big depth, which a lot of teams don't have. Jokic is on the verge of starting to make teams improve their big depth. Just to throw bodies at him, you don't want Jaren Jackson Jr. guarding him. You don't want Bam guarding him. You don't want Anthony Davis guarding him. So the only way to do that is if you have actual bigs that can guard him. Or not guard him, but if you have actual big bodies that can throw at him. So I think Denver's just ahead of the curve, and they have a chance. It'd probably be 1-2 years before teams know and figure out how to really best match up with them.
I think people take for granted how fucking tall this team is. Like,
oh yeah,
like, and they move, so it's not like they have really one-on-one guy, right? Like Jokic is their point center, but like, okay, think about what Miami does. They wear you down, back cuts, screens, dribble handoffs, roll to the hoop, kick, swing, swing, drive, kick. That's what Denver does, but they're a whole 3 inches taller as a team, as a whole, compared to Miami. You would say the thing that Miami has is like mental will and grit and, you know, coachability, and they have a superstar. So take that and put it with Denver and then give it to the two-time MVP. Like,
yeah,
all that cutting and moving, like wearing teams out. Denver does that all year. And then they're like, oh, you want to take that away? Let me give it to the guy that had 35 and a half. Like, so they have a lot of those things. And for me, what we were talking about on my other shows was, this is great for the NBA. Because look, Mike Malone has been there a while. Obviously, Spo has been there a while. They draft well. They develop their talent. They stay on their course. Obviously, they try to get players to come in and accelerate that, but what they've done is really build a culture that is best for them, and they don't listen to the outside noise of just going and trying to buy a championship. They've developed this over the years, and if we really kind of take for granted their success each and every year, Western Conference Finals, I think second round, Western or NBA Finals, you look at the East Finals, I think they lost in the first round, Eastern Conference Finals, something for the Miami Heat. So like their track record has shown they are really good teams. They just haven't won it. So we take them for granted. But these are extremely opportunistic teams that have been growing young guys and growing their culture so that they're ready for this moment.
You talk about the wear and tear, and I'm going to set you up for a question in terms of, I know we talk about the altitude all the time, but I did just listen to Om Young Masuk give his report as he's been covering Denver this whole playoff run. When it comes to, Aaron Gordon mentioned how much you feel it in your legs. For example, the Nuggets prepared this season over at Red Rocks, getting ready, etc. This stat that we have, Nuggets haven't lost at home in over 2 months, since March 30th. The Heat haven't won in Denver since 2015-2016. Now you're coming off a 7-game series. You've got, what, 2 or 3 days? How much of that is an advantage, truthfully? Like, how much do they have to simply just lean into that?
Well, I would say this. Well, this is the thing. The difference between those stats, they haven't won there in 2015-16, is like they only play there once a year, right? Once. And Denver's been a very good team. Yeah, I'm saying they only play there once a year. So they've been a very, very good team at home. You should win regardless of your opponent. If you're a good team, you should win 70% of your home game. So, like, I don't view too much of that. I also view that, like, if you're there for 4 or 5 days, by game two, the altitude is a little bit less because you're in shape, you've been breathing the air, and they're in elite shape already. Both teams are.
Okay.
So just getting acclimated. But I would say this, it's a real thing. Denver historically has always had very good offensive teams, and that's why they have failed. Like they had, like when they went to the Western Conference Finals with Carmelo, they added Chauncey Billups that year. They had defenders that year, you know, so this is a very good defensive team. Normally Denver would just be like, oh, we're going to score a bunch of points, where, and we're good at home. That doesn't carry as well in the postseason. They're a very, very good team. And I think Miami, they're going to be fine. I don't think the conditioning and stuff, but when you live in Denver, when you train at altitude, and then you go to Miami and you play at sea level, you feel like you could play forever. You feel like you can run for days. So that's why that Denver pace is going to be a problem. I just don't think Miami has enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll say this. Miami, and obviously I talked to Cav41 or whatnot, and everyone's like, oh, they had the plane ready. You're supposed to have the plane ready. So, right. Like, right after the game, they literally
y'all had a plane
right
ready to go
there.
To Vegas. Y'all had a setup in Vegas after Game 7.
Yeah. Awesome. Look, gotta have some place to go. Gotta have
gotta
some,
have
place,
some
to
place to go.
Go.
Listen, I don't know whose card they put that on.
A party ready in Vegas, that's a flex, okay?
That's a big flex. But no, I think they're going 2 days ahead instead of one now. So obviously that's inconvenient for Miami, but I think that they've prepared for this of like, if I was them, you want to sleep in Denver because that sleeping also helps you acclimate. That's 8 hours of acclimation. And then what we used to do, like Phoenix, when we run, we played them twice a year. Yeah, right. So during shoot around, during the morning, we would say, hey, walkthrough is a strict walk unless you're shooting. Everyone has to get in the gym and we're going to get on a treadmill or a bike or whatever thing we have. And we're going to get your heart rate up so that you're like gasping for air, but it gives you enough time to recover before the game. So when people go to shoot around, it's walkthrough. You get your shots up, but you already have your sea legs, right? And then you take a nap, you do your warm up as it's better. That's how I felt good. But going there on a back-to-back between Utah, Denver, oh, you're going to die. Oh, listen, you taste the blood. Die. You can. Oh, you're going to die. Yeah.
Oh.
The lips start burning.
It's a lot. Oh, the lips are burning.
But I will say this.
Water. It's a thing.
I will say this. It's different playing them in the summer than it is playing them in the winter. The cold air adds another layer. The cold air adds another layer to, like, you know, breathing in the cold air, and it's thin and all that. When it's warmer out, that's far better. So like, I think that's that it's less impactful. It's less impactful now in, you know, June than it is when you're playing there and it's, you know, Denver, Colorado, cold weather.
Did you find that out? 'Cause you go skiing in Aspen.
I don't get it.
No one skis in Aspen. He skis in Aspen.
I'm talking about Denver.
In the summer.
Aspen's in the mountains.
Same thing.
In the summer.
I know, but I'm talking about the winter. I'm talking about the cold, crisp Aspen air.
The Aspen. Why do you keep calling it Aspen?
The Aspen air. That's how the people from Aspen, that's how they say it.
Oh, that's it? Yeah. Like Barcelona?
It's like Barcelona?
Do you think the Nuggets will be able to handle their days off in South Beach in between games in Miami?
Yeah. Jokic is going to no, yeah, but right after they're done, I think Denver, those boys are locked in. I'm not saying Miami's not locked in, but I'm saying, like, you know, when you can go have a good time, and even when they don't, like, our old thing is go up 3-0, then go destroy the city. But I think Miami learned that the hard way. 3-0 is not secure.
Yeah, I think a lot of people. Yeah, exactly.
We talked about both coaches, obviously. Before we wrap up Denver and do our prize picks, there's a heads up for you, Rich. I sent it to you in text. How confident are you in Michael Malone in this series?
Well, it's easy to be confident when you have the best team and when you have the most unstoppable force. Like, he's going to have to make the least amount of adjustments, the least amount of tweaks. Right. Like, Jimmy Butler's been playing like an unstoppable force. Jokic is an unstoppable force. It's like, how confident is T. Lou walking in with LeBron James? Right. Like how confident is Phil Jackson walking in with Kobe Bryant? I'm saying, like, when they lost in 18 and some of those years, it's like they didn't have the best team. Like, they were competitive, but they didn't have the best team. Cavs didn't have the best team in 15, probably didn't have the best team in 16. Didn't have the best team in 17.
Probably didn't have the best team in 16.
Oh, definitely not. If Bogut hadn't gotten hurt, it would have been a whole different series. And well, I've said this over and over. Like, watch the difference. Because all those layups we were getting, he was beating all that shit and setting screens. And he was another passer. So he's 7 foot one. They're better passer. They're moving. They're cutting. They're screening. And we were, like, attacking the rack because now their tallest guy is Draymond Green. If you can get layups on teams like Golden State and Boston and get your defense set, it makes it a lot harder for them to go on these 12-0 runs, 15-0 runs. They may go on six, timeout. You do what you got to do, come back, get a layup, and go from there. But, yeah, they had a lot of injuries. Azeli got hurt. Bogut got hurt. Harrison Barnes didn't play very well.
Well, but when I say, like, that probably not the best team, it's like I don't think Miami was better than Milwaukee this year, but Miami won that series. Right. Like, I don't think Miami was better than Boston overall over the course of the series, but they are the season, but they won that series. Like, I think us and Golden State were probably the top two teams. They won 73 games. I think we won like 50, right. 52 or 50. They were a better team. We were not a good matchup. And one of the mistakes that they made, and I would say they had a much harder route to get there. Like, they went down 3-1. They were, you know, they had a bunch of battles. We showed up more rested. So as our series went on, they got broken down and banged up, where we were more healthy and fresh as the series progressed. So I'm not going to disrespect them and say, oh, we walked in thinking we knew we were going to win and we were the better team. No. They were the better team, and we met and matched again. Draymond getting suspended, all of these things that they were. We always joke, Golden State is the ultimate fuck around and find out team. Well, they fucked around a little too much, and then they found out because there was a team that could actually meet them and do just enough to get it done. But I stand by, like, if we play that series with them, they probably beat us 7-8 out of 10.
It's like the little Giants. We just need one chance.
Don't let us get one. Don't let us get one.
It is so funny to hear.
But you're still going home.
I think it was Draymond talk about how the Celtics had that opportunity to come back and be the first team ever from 3-0. And now he was like, well, then I can finally stop hearing about how we lost our 3-1 lead.
funny.
I know, right?
Sorry, Dre.
No, you're not.
I'm saying sorry, Dre. I don't care if they came back from 3-0 and won the whole thing. That like the, our championship series was still, you know, the greatest. The
best, so fun. All right, let's call a timeout on this episode right now to talk about our partners over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. The finals are underway. You can get some extra skin in the game with Prize Picks. All first-time users that deposit and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. That means if you deposit $100 using our sign-up code, Prize Picks will give you
$100.
If you sign up with our code and deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you
$50.
How does it work? Well, you pick between two and six players, select whether they will score more or less than their Prize Picks projections. You can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch, including NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, UFC, PGA, college football, soccer, WNBA, esports, NASCAR, and so much more.
For our first pick, it doesn't get any easier than this, folks. Now pay attention. Prize Picks is giving away a free square for Nikola Jokic to score more than 1.5 points in game one. You heard it right. If the two-time MVP who is averaging a triple-double in these playoffs can score 1 point in game one, we get the free square. For our second pick, we're going with a friend of the show, Max Strus. Yes, our guest from Road Tripping episode 224 back in December to score more than 9.5 points. Look, Tyler Hero isn't back for game one, and Max has had double-digit points in 9 of the last 12 Heat playoff games. Oh, I see my guy Max balling. So to recap our picks for game one of the finals, our free square, thanks to our friends at Prize Picks, for Nikola Jokic to score 1 point or more. And Max Strus to get more than 9.5 points. That's what our thing is.
Drink that Strus juice at Prize Picks. You aren't competing against other people. It's a thing. Go check it out. It's just you versus the projections available for that day's games. Prize Picks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. You just say, how I made my picks. You just saw how Rich made his picks. It's really that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Download Prize Picks today and play daily fantasy sports with the Road Trippin' crew. Make sure to use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN when you sign up. Hey, Road Trippers. Our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we've all got tired of taking all the pills and vitamins. Want to see what the hype is all about? It's obvious. Every scoop of AG1 tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and even probiotics. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin, take ownership over your health, and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today. Hey, Road Trippers, ever wonder if you're paying for a subscription you're not even using? I signed up for a free trial of a streaming service and forgot to opt out. And with Rocket Money's help, I was able to find the charges and cancel the subscription immediately. Rocket Money made it easy for me to sign up, and I love the custom notifications when there's a sudden change in spending or increased charges for monthly payments. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Did you know most people think they spend $80 on monthly subscriptions, but in reality, check these out. These charges average around $200. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel those unwanted subscriptions. If rising prices are stressing you out and you're looking for ways to cut costs, you can now manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrippin. That's rocketmoney.com/roadtrippin. One time here for Channing. rocketmoney.com/roadtrippin. Calling all road trippers. We all love a good road trip on this podcast, right? See what we did there? Well, summer, it's here, and big plans, they're being made. So make sure you're driving to your destination on a great set of tires from our friends at Discount Tire. Discount Tire is your one-stop shop for not only tires and tire maintenance, but also custom wheels and accessories like a new pair of windshield wiper blades. America's trusted Discount Tire for over 60 years, and with over 1,100 locations across 38 states, there's sure to be one near you. Their industry-leading selection offers more than 70 brands of tires and more than 90 wheel brands. And now you can visit their website, discounttire.com, to locate a store, schedule an appointment, search for top brands, and even select and pay for your tires. Head to discounttire.com today to register for email discounts and access the latest in tire safety tips. You'll also find helpful information about the maintenance schedule for your specific make and model of vehicle. Want to cut the line? Well, we've got you, road trippers. Wait times are 30% shorter when you buy and book online at discounttire.com. So what are you waiting for? Head to your local Discount Tire or discounttire.com today, and let's get you taken care of. The road tripping crew, Rich, Channing, and I are so excited to announce our newest sponsor, Oakley. We've all worn Oakleys for years and love their different styles and commitment to quality. Oakleys are suited for everyday eyewear, with frames and lenses allowing for an extension of self, an expression of your personality. With Oakley, there's more than meets the eye. Here on Road Trippin', we live by the mantra, look good, feel good, play good. And that's why Oakley is the best partner for our show. Summer, it's almost here, which means you need to upgrade your sunglasses now and check out Oakley.com to get yourself a pair today. This summer, Oakley is offering Prism Lens technology. What's that, you ask? Well, it's a cutting-edge proprietary technology from Oakley, and it's now available for everyday settings as well as, well, you want to know more? Head on over to Oakley.com to find out. When you wear Oakleys, there really is more than meets the eye. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. We've worn a ton of different sunglass brands, and we can assure you Oakley is not only the best looking eyewear on the market, but also the highest quality. So calling all road trippers, head on over to Oakley.com for more information and grab yourself a pair today. Hey, road trippers, Channing and I love our dogs and want them to have the best food and nutrition available. That's why we feed our pups food from The Farmer's Dog. Whether you have a young puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet. The Farmer's Dog can help to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. It's the best option for dogs at all stages of life because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, it's real food. The Farmer's Dog isn't just healthier quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you both live more healthy, happy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin to get 50% off your first box of food. That's thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right, so to the Heat. We're going to talk a little Miami Heat, if you will, to preview these finals. Number 8 seed, we know it. Channing just watched the entire Eastern Conference Finals live and in person. Lost their first play-in, which is wild, to the Hawks. Came back, beat the Bulls in the second play-in game. That feels like forever ago. They were trailing with 3 minutes left. Defeated the Bucks in 5, Knicks in 6, Celtics in 7. Jimmy Butler, 28-7-4 here in the postseason.
And he had 2 bad games. Really bad games.
Were you guys, Tristan?
Oh, is this shit road tripping?
Tristan.
What's up? You know you can't fit that wagon in that little ass booth. That
shut up. I'm in better shape than you.
Better Oh, he's fat too now.
Yeah, he's fat. With no beard, looking like Will Smith at 7 pounds.
Ew, look at
Tristan,
that.
Tristan, oh, get out of here.
Yeah, bro, you gotta get that goatee.
How do you feel about
it? It's coming back. I had to shave it. I messed up.
Yo, do you know how bad it is? I'm hosting in the studio, and Tristan's my one analyst. We're fucked.
Stop it. It's the two of you.
Ratings are going up.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Ratings are going up. Get out of here, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Is it recording? Is it recording?
We're recording.
Oh, we're recording.
My bad.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
See, man, he about to go get us all in trouble.
Edit.
Edit.
Don't edit that.
Oh, are you like in a little caboose?
Yeah,
like a little train car.
No, it's like one of those like little like
top.
So that's where our production staff is, and then I'm in like a little booth so I could do road tripping because you know, you can't take a nap. Yeah, no, it's clear. That's why I saw Tristan's big head.
Wait,
yeah, they have a couple of these. They have a couple of these pods.
Time out. It's really just the two of you in studio today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like, yeah. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. I'll be watching the NBA finals at home like everyone else.
Oh, lucky.
Well.
Hey, we've talked about this. Life could be worse. Okay. Life could be worse.
Yep, I could be Channing. Nice I could be Channing.
Oh, dude, you looking good out here, buddy.
All right.
Let's talk the Miami Heat. Caleb Martin. What's his role going to be here in this series?
The same as Ben. If he's not giving you 15 to 20, the same as Ben. I'm saying like with quality play, the next thing that comes is expectations, right? Like most of the time, like when great players don't meet expectations, that means good players. And I think he's in that space now where people view him as a good player. right? And so he's got to meet expectations. The Miami won't have a chance if he's putting up 10s and 12s and, you know, 13s or 4 for 13s. Like, he's one of those guys that's got to give you between 15 and 25, and he's got to do that probably 4 or 5 times in order for them to really compete, you know. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we're just saying average. I'm not saying Duncan Robinson goes for, has a 6-3 game. I'm saying, like, if you're just going to say, what can we count on? Caleb Martin has put himself in the conversation. You got to be able to count on him for 15 to 20 to give yourself a really good chance. Good for him.
Who does he
guard? You know how much money that man's about to make? You know how much money that man's going to make?
A lot. The one thing that I'm most impressed when, and obviously Ellie already said it, but watching him play, 99% of his moves are 2 dribbles or less. So he doesn't ever hijack the defense, right? So, or the offense, I mean. What I love watching him is he's running the play, but they look for him late, you know, late in the possession, because he can get his own shot off. I think in that series, now here's where I think he's going to have trouble. They had Robert Williams on him. They were like, we don't want them to shoot threes. He's not the best three-point shooter, but he made them when he was open. But we're going to make Caleb Martin score over Robert Williams. And he was. And then all of a sudden, Miami started playing with that. Right? Then they couldn't play Robert Williams, because then when they would play the 2-big lineup, they'd just go in a zone. But you can't zone Denver because they're too tall. They rebound too well, and they're used to cutting and moving, where Boston said, well, if you guys go on a run, individuals for Boston said, well, I can combat that myself. But Denver is like, oh, just give it to Jokic. We just got to cut move. Caleb Martin's going to be guarded by Jamal Murray, Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr. Like, he's going to have to get guarded by all these guys, not like Robert Williams and maybe Grant Williams, right? It's a lot different. This Denver team doesn't really, or KCP, like, there's some studs on defense here where it's not going to be so easy.
Oh, they're in, like, Denver, there's no answer to Jokic. There's no answer.
Yeah. Because you can't double team him. Mm-mm. Because, again, you don't want to be in rotations versus them, because they rebound the ball really well. That's why everyone's like, oh, why did Miami's zone work? They rebounded the basketball. Miami is small. Think about this. Bam is 6'8", right? Then it's Kevin and then Cody Zeller. That's it.
Jokic is about to abuse them, because they can't run a zone against Jokic. Because Jokic, the key to a zone is getting the ball to the middle of the floor. That's where Jokic lives. That's why he's like, lives. No, I'm not saying you can't run a zone. I'm not saying that you can't, like, come out of a timeout and run some stuff. I'm not saying that the zone is, like, non-existent, because teams are going to score whether you run it or not. What I'm saying is that it won't be nearly as effective. The quality of shots that Denver shoots versus Boston. Boston's a lot of one-on-one threes, a lot of dribble-up threes, a lot of early in transition threes, a lot of driving the paint out for threes. That's what they do. Denver is like Jokic, no look, butt naked.
Yeah,
so you're starting Bam on Nikola.
No. That's no the again. That's
who are you gonna who are you gonna put on him?
I have to put Cody Zeller on him.
Not, but to start, I don't think you're gonna start Cody.
I'm to start though.
You have to. You start Cody Zeller on Jokic, right? Because if he gets 6 fouls, he gets 6 fouls. Okay, that's a body. You start Cody Zeller, Bam, Jimmy, Gabe Vincent, and Caleb Martin.
I agree.
Coming off the bench is Kyle Lowry, Kevin, maybe Tyler Hero whenever he's there,
Struce,
and Jesus, because that's who they're going to need. Struce. They're going to need that. But, like, it's that again, because you just don't. If Cody Zeller gets in foul trouble, you bring Kevin. You don't want Bam guarding Jokic until the fourth quarter, right? Where you can throw.
If Bam gets 2,000 in the first quarter, what? Trouble. Now you're depending on Cody Zeller versus saying, Cody, buy us 6-8 minutes.
Man. Like,
energy for that, though. Cody, we just need you 24 minutes. Kevin, we need you 20. And, like, pick him up full court. I don't care. Kevin, take 10 5-hour energies, and we just need you to have energy, wear him down. That's it.
I, I don't know if the Heat start with that, but I wouldn't be surprised to see you got, like, because you forget that Aaron Gordon is a 6'9.5", 40-inch vert guy. So now you got Jokic and him in there rebounding, right? Like that, it's in Jamal Murray, bigger guard, right? When you look at their team, right? Like they're not small. And they have a lot of activity and a lot of movement. So to me, Cody Zeller and Bam, we saw it with Anthony Davis. We talked about it. 2020 team where you had Dwight and JaVale guarding him, and then you had Anthony Davis contributing and helping. They don't have those guys, but what they do have is Cody Zeller that could start at the five. Like, let him eat up minutes. Let him get that Jokic stuff early, because that's going to be – remember Jock Landale, what he did against Phoenix versus instead of DeAndre Ayton? Is like Jock just hustle, energy, do all the things. If you get a couple of fouls, we're not stressed. But what we don't want is Bam to get fouls, because now we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, the only difference, though, is you can talk about those players from 2020 with the Lakers. And obviously, like, I watched that firsthand, too. And it more so much of it was the physicality. But Nikola is just so different from there, from that time.
Well, I understand. Like, what's not different is he's one person. I know, but you have to play the numbers game. Mm-hmm. You got to play the numbers game. And sometimes you're going to put Kyle Lowry on him. You're going to put smaller people on. You can't give him – his brain is like a computer. You cannot give him one matchup for more than 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. He's going to chew it up. He's that good. He's at that level, right? He has surpassed Giannis's level of, like, computing how many players a team needs to guard him. You need guards, forwards, and centers to guard him. To, like, if he's bringing the ball up with the second unit, put a smaller guy on him, so that somebody else has to play. In the starting lineup, I say put a big man on him and say, Cody, you're going one-on-one. We're staying attached. Don't foul. If he gets you 50, you're eating that up for the team.
Because that puts Bam on Aaron Gordon, which it seems like a matchup that you want. A better matchup, because now he can sit in the paint. He can help. You can make them drive into Bam and Cody Zeller. But at the end of the day, it's like you need size against those boys. You need size. The Lakers didn't feel like they were big enough, and you got LeBron playing the 3-4,
which is wild.
And you got AD.
Also,
you know, like
when Jokic sets a screen, if Cody Zeller's in there, let's say they double team the ball, the guy you want picking up Jokic is not Gabe Vincent or Caleb Martin. You want Bam. So then you have guards rotating on the side, but you're still leaving somebody open with the second best passer in the NBA, maybe the first. So for me, if you could play two bigs, then Cody goes back to Aaron Gordon, who's, I think, was second this year in dunks. So he's not really going to be out by the three. He's going to be out underneath in the dunker. So it's easier rotation.
So then going on from there, you imagine that Aaron Gordon's going to be on Jimmy, right?
I think Jimmy's going to see a lot of bodies. Jimmy's going to see a lot of bodies, right? Because
what version do you think you're going to get of Jimmy in this series?
You're going to get a competitive version. You're going to get Jimmy. Jimmy is Jimmy at all times, whether it's for 48 minutes, whether it's for the fourth quarter, whether it's setting the tone in the first. Like, I think Jimmy has reached a level where you're like, okay, I want to see how he dissects the game. Right, because it's my, like, you know, game, I want to say 6, he didn't come out very aggressive, struggled a little bit, and then got going in the fourth. Right, so he's also trying to navigate the game and trying to figure it out. But to me, Denver has too much. Jokic is the one force in the league currently right now where there isn't an answer. Like Giannis, there is an answer, but he struggled from the free throw line, right? Embiid just has a tendency to kind of disappear in certain moments. Anthony Davis, not as consistent. You know, LeBron is fucking 40. Jokic is in his prime, and currently right now there is not a matchup that you would say this is a good matchup against him, because he passes the ball too well. Even the class of players that he's in, like points, rebounds, assists, and something else, it's like on the list in the going into the finals, it's J. Kidd. Like 4 times it's LeBron, it's like one other person, and then it's Jokic. So it's like when you look at who he is, it's like you can't double team him because he is the best passer in the game. Like he's the best passer in the game, right? It does, like, he doesn't, like, James Harden can lead the league in assists. Who's the best passer? A lot of years it was J. Kidd. There were years where it was Bron. There was years where it was Chris Paul. Jokic is the best, and that's what makes it a problem right now, because you play him one-on-one, you don't have enough bodies, he'll eat you alive. You try and trap him, even if you try and do some weird rotation, he's going to find that open person, and he's got a flying power forward that's there anytime. If he rolls a Jamal Murray pick and rolls, and then Jokic rolls down the rim, if he catches that ball, he has the floater that he gets every single time. He also has a little jump shot he gets every time. If Bam steps up, he's got Aaron Gordon. If Bam steps up and there's a crackback, he swings it off to the person that's in that corner that just left. It is just a beautiful, with him being the fucking middle of the carousel, it's crazy.
The problem is, you can play him one-on-one, and the way Denver's offense is, he will literally dribble that basketball until you force him to have a layup because of how big he is, and still make the pass. So even if you're like, make him score, he's like, yeah, but I still have people moving around. They don't stand. They stand for Embiid. No one stands for Denver. It's just not what they do because of what he wants to do. He wants to let everyone have 50.
Yeah, and the wild thing is running alongside of him, like Rich just mentioned, is a healthy Jamal Murray, first player ever in the conference finals, which is what he's coming off of, to average 30 plus points on 50, 40, and 90. That's from the field, deep, and obviously the free throw line. Jeez. All right, of this series, NBA Finals, your predictions, and in how many games? And we'll wrap this up.
Denver in six.
Denver in six. I think Denver wins game one handedly, lose game two. Win game 3-4, and then they end up game six. They end
splitting.
Up.
Yeah. I think Denver wins game one and two. I think Miami wins game three. Denver wins game four. Miami wins game five. Denver wins game six.
There you go.
Okay.
Broken down.
Boom.
And these intelligent souls. All right, Rich, go host the shit out of that show with Tristan. It's another edition of Road Trippin'. This episode of Road Trippin' has been brought to you by our friends at Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of. Discount Tire is the largest independent tire retailer in the nation. With the biggest selection of tires and wheels, we know you'll find something you love for your vehicle. Log on to DiscountTire.com and use Treadwell, the world's only tool that gives you transparency on how tires really perform, and personalized recommendations based on where and how you drive. Learn about the tire life and the tire cost to help you choose the right tires with Treadwell by Discount Tire. Here's a quick tip from the Discount Tire experts, and you can prevent tire wear and boost gas mileage by keeping the right air pressure in your tires. Tire air pressure supports the weight of your vehicle. It's important to check always for safety. Visit DiscountTire.com to learn more about tire safety, or if it's been over a month since you last checked your tire pressure, stop by one of their local stores for a free tire safety and pressure check. And remember, road trippers, you get 30% shorter average wait times when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com.